I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin. Over the past few days, it's felt like we're ending 2021 where we started it, in the throes of a spiking pandemic. As we toasted in this new year, we were eager to receive the vaccine that would help stem COVID-19. Never did we imagine there would be friends, neighbors, and even family who would refuse to get the shot that would help both them and us collectively speed the return to our normal lives. It was just as unbelievable as the refusal of the former president to accept the results of November's elections. Then January 6th happened, a date etched in the memory of our nation like Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, and the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center. We watched unbelieving as Americans stormed our Capitol, desecrating a symbol of our republic. It was an omen for the disquiet ahead. Our state's economic recovery was gaining strength. State coffers were fuller than anyone could remember, and we were hopeful that when our legislature convened in mid-January, they'd address long-standing infrastructure, education, and health care issues. We heard pledges of a new cooperation between legislative leaders and newly re-elected Governor Roy Cooper, especially in passing a state budget, something not accomplished since 2018. They finally did get a budget, but not until mid-November, 4.5 months after the state's new fiscal year began. The cooperation never materialized as hoped, neither did optimistic predictions of accomplishments. Taxpayers shelled out $850,000 a month for the legislative operations, and as year ends, lawmakers still haven't adjourned a session that, like the virus, seems constantly with us. We knew 2019 and 2020 had been bad. This year we learned just how disastrous they were. Violent crime rose dramatically. Census data revealed 1 in 3 North Carolinians reported feelings of anxiety or depression. Youth suicides doubled, and a representative sample of 3,000 North Carolina high school students reported 18.9% had seriously considered suicide. But most damaging was effectively losing a school academic year. 53% of students in grades 3 through 8 were graded not proficient in grade-level reading skills. 2019 end-of-grade test revealed more than 50% failed Math 1, Math 3, Biology, and or English exams. And just this week, it was learned that 1 in 6 students failed to be promoted from the pivotal 9th grade, a predictor of future high school graduation rates. Even amidst the unrest, the numbers of new coronavirus cases and hospitalizations started declining. We celebrated July 4th almost euphoric, as mask requirements were relaxed, restaurants and stores reopened, and life appeared returning to normal. Another unusual phenomenon occurred. Employers started inviting workers to return to their jobs, but many employees who had readjusted their lives to include such things as a walk, leisurely meals, and time with family members declined the invitation. Critics placed the blame on too rich unemployment benefits or laziness. They were wrong. Months later, we finally acknowledged being in the midst of a worker revolution where employees were not willing to let employers dictate all the terms of a job. Higher wages ensued for many jobs, but there's still many vacancies. The Delta variant landed a stomach punch in late summer. Fewer than 2/3 of North Carolina adults were fully vaccinated, accelerating the spread. Those vaccinated and later boosted accepted there would be no return to pre-COVID days soon. Travel increased, ball games and concerts were crowded, and churches reopened as we adjusted to a new norm. This holiday season, people were so eager to find hope and joy that homes were decorated more than we've ever known, with lights aplenty outlining houses and trees and blow-up characters adorning lawns. You couldn't help but feel cheer as you drove around at night. Then we heard a new term, Omicron. This variant spreads more rapidly but is not thought as deadly, especially to those vaccinated in boosters. but almost overnight we experienced an explosion of new cases and hospitals filling. So we come to year's end, almost back where we started 2021. We aren't ashamed to report feeling shell-shocked. We've experienced so many ups and downs this year. But we are, at heart, an optimistic and resilient people, so we dare look ahead to a better 2022. Extend a hand and warm greeting to those you encounter. Contribute your time and/or money to a church or favorite charity. And demonstrate more patience in restaurants and stores trying to serve with fewer workers. Above all, search for the peace this season promises.